Good to have everyone in for our first opportunity this week to open up Parshas Tzav. I want to take a look for a couple of moments now. I love the background. I want to take a look for a couple of moments now at the opening pasuk. The opening two pasukim, I should say, the second pasuk. Here we are at the very beginning of Parashat Tzav, Parak Vav. Vayidaber Hashem Moshe le'emor, Rosh Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. Tzav es Aharon ves banav le'emor. Command Aaron and his children, telling them the following, Zos Taras Allah. Here are the rules of the Korban Ola, and begins to go further into the halachas of Karbanos, to how you bring Karbanos. And that part of the work in the morning is the Trumas Hadeshen, removing some of the ash that builds up on the Mizbech. Part of it has to be taken off. It's part of the morning routine and the morning Kiyumim in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rashi, as we saw last week, at the beginning of Vayikra, Rashi here again comments on the way in which these halachas are introduced. The first pasuk, that's not a surprising phrase at all. And we're used to, over the course of the Chumash, hearing a Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimar, getting straight into the content. Or sometimes a Dabera B'nai Yisrael. So Rashi is sensitive to the fact that here not only is there a second intro, but there's a new term, a new verb. Not Dabera La'arava B'nav Leimar, but first we hear a Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Leimar, Tzav. As Aaron of Esban of Lamar, command them. What's with the shift there? What's with the new term? So Rashi comments, "Ein Tzav." Opening Rashi in the parsha, Paragraph Pasuk Beis, "Ein Tzav Ela Lashon Zeros Miyad Uladoros." The Tzav is a term that implies zeros, energizing. Adding enthusiasm, a burst of energy, miyad uladoros, immediately, and for all generations. So on one level, what this means is that tzav, after all, is the same shorish as mitzvah. And on one level, what Rashi is quoting here is that the term mitzvah means adin ladoros. And that's something that the Rambam picks up on in a very methodical, systematic way. The Gemara at the end of Masachas Makos tells us that there are 613 mitzvos, Taryag mitzvos. The Gemara bases it on a gematria. Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Moroshaki Las Yaakov. That Moshe Rabbeinu conveyed to us Torah Tziva, a commandment of Torah. So the Gemara comments that Torah is the gematria of Torah. Is 611 Tuf Reshit Aleph plus the Moshe Rabbeinu conveyed 611 mitzvos Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe, as well as the first two dibros which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us directly on Har Sinai, a total of 613. That's it. That's what the Gemara tells us. The Gemara does not tell us which are the 613 mitzvos. Which gave rise to an entire literature for several hundred years during the period of the Gaon and the Rishonim to identify what are the 613 mitzvahs. As this is a question that was ma'asik, it occupied the minds of some of the greatest Gaonim and Rishonim. Which are the 613 mitzvahs? The underlying question is that, look, after all, there are many more than 613 halachos, many more than 613 expectations of a Jew. So clearly not every din is a mitzvah. We say 613 mitzvahs, we have to define what we mean by mitzvah. It's a limited term. It's a limited list. So there were different great minds who worked on this question. One of the most famous is the Rambam. Famous in part because not only did he enumerate the 613 mitzvahs, and in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, the second section is a listing of the 248 mitzvahs asay. The third section is a listing of the 365 mitzvahs los asay for a total of 613. Obviously, there's a missing section there, section number one. Section two, was the 248 mitzvahs asay, section 3, the 365 mitzvahs also say, well, what's section 1? The answer is the Rambam begins, before he gets to listing the Tariq mitzvahs, he begins section 1 is a list of 14 criteria. The Rambam said we're going to do this as he approached everything methodically. If there are way more than 613 halachos, but only 613 of them qualify as mitzvos, let's define, well, what do we mean by mitzvah? Let's not do this haphazardly, the Rambam said. Let's do this in an organized way. And so he lays out principles, definitions of what constitutes a mitzvah such that when you apply that definition across halacha, you'll come out with 613 mitzvos. So criterion, the first aspect of the definition, that to be a mitzvah is to be something that's a din d'oraisa. The Rambam says Jews are bound by both din d'oraisa and din d'rabbanan, but d'rabbanans are not called mitzvos, certainly not in this context, because after all, it's Torah tziva lanu Moshe. The Torah's the Tariq mitzvahs are mitzvahs that were conveyed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Moshe Rabbeinu to Klal Yisrael. Number one, has to be a din d'oraisa. Number two, he says, has to be pasuk in the Chumash. And that's the implication of this limud as well. So specifically, dinim d'oraisa, there are Torah Shebichsav. What's rule number three? Our Rashi. Rule number three is that it has to be a mitzvah. Mitzvah means l'doros. There are many halachas that appear in Chumash that don't apply for all generations. There were halachas of how the Jews were supposed to handle the man. Halachas from Moshe Rabbeinu about how to, what to do with the Yamsuf and what to do, how to initiate the Makkas. Rules for the Jews about how to travel in Midbar. All those were binding expectations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but temporary dispensations. Horo'as Shah. In the moment, it was necessary. In the moment, it was critical. In the moment, it was binding. But it wasn't a permanent halacha. So something that was a temporary rule, that's a hora shah. It was a necessary instruction for the moment, binding, but not a mitzvah. Mitzvah means mitzvah doros. Mitzvah means something that applies in all generations. Some mitzvahs we can't actualize right now. We don't have a Beis HaMikdash, so there are certain mitzvahs we're not able to practice. But fundamentally, the mitzvah applies, and will come back into practice once we have a Beis HaMikdash. Where does that come from? Among other places, our Rashi. Tzav, Rashi tells us, is Loshon Zeros Miyad L'Doros. Part of what it means to be a mitzvah is that a mitzvah is forever. The 632 mitzvahs are not going anywhere. 632 mitzvahs were permanent expectations that Kadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. L'Doros. That's one aspect of Rashi is saying. That's not all that Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying that the terminology tzav, here specifically, Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling the Kohanim, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to command them, be mitzava them, because Lashon Zeros Miyad Uladoros is to energize the Kohanim, something that's going to apply forever, something that applies right away. So that's why he's telling the Kohanim, you gotta get on this. This is gonna kick in immediately. And the mitzvah applies even as Ramban explains Rashi, even in the Midbar, they're bringing karbonos right away. And as we said, it's something that is a mitzvah l'doros. But then as you continue Rashi, a curious line. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, this entire Rashi is a quote from the Torah's Kohanim, from the Sifra, the Medrash Halach on this pasuk. Be Yoser Tzarech HaKasev Lezareiz Makom Sheyesh Bo Chisaron Kis. Well, Rabbi Shimon sounds like he's editorializing. Well, after all, the Torah has to add zeros. You have to add enthusiasm. You have to add energy on a halacha which costs you money. When there's Chisaron Kis, people need an extra push. You gotta do this, even though it's gonna cost you. It's the right thing to do. You gotta do this. How is that relevant? The Chizkuni is bothered by that. How is this a mitzvah l'doros? A mitzvah sheyesh bo chisaron kis? Who does this mitzvah cost money to? Rashi says, oh, you need to encourage people because this is a mitzvah that's going to cost you money. The Kohanim spend money on the Karbanos? The Chizkuni says, well, if you bring the carbon wrong, you may have to redo. That's going to be expensive. Rabban is very unhappy with that. Savas Aaron is Banav Lamar. Moshe Rabbeinu is not speaking to the Jews bringing the carbon. Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to the Kohen. It doesn't cost him money to bring the carbon right versus to bring the carbon wrong. So what's Rabbi Shimon commenting on? So the fascinating Rambam. Rambam, this pasuk explains that if you look at the Rashi source and context, Rabbi Shimon isn't commenting on this pasuk. Rabbi Shimon is pointing out the two halves of Rashi are pointing out when do you need tzav, zeros miyad, when you need the language of tzav to add zeros. When do, in general, people need more energy, more encouragement? You got to do this. So Rav Shimon is saying, not in this pasuk, but there are other cases in Chumash where you'll find or come across the Lashon Tzav, and Moshe is adding some zest to the mitzvah, telling you, you got to do this. He's giving a pep talk. Sometimes you give a pep talk because this is going to cost you. It's going to be hard. It's going to be expensive. There are costs involved, most typically financial costs. But something on our minds certainly is sometimes there are mitzvahs that sometimes we're called upon by a Ribbono Shel Olam to do something which has an emotional cost. It's going to be hard. So you need a pep talk. You need encouragement to do the right thing, even when there's a larger cost involved. And that we understand. There are some of the times that Moshe Rabbeinu gives a pep talk, some of the times that Moshe Rabbeinu gives added encouragement, it's because of the chisaron kiss. Because this is an area of halacha where it's going to be hard to do the right thing. There's an added cost involved. Which then, though, brings us back, in light of Ramban's read, the second half of Rashi, to try to appreciate the first half of Rashi. If what Rashi is commenting on, what the Medrash Rashi is quoting, is commenting on, is in what sort of situations do people need added encouragement to do the right thing? The second half of Rashi is saying, well, one sort of category is when there's an added cost, when there's a reason why I'm hesitant to do the right thing here. I might need added encouragement. So how about the first half of Rashi? Why do you need zeros? Why do you need added encouragement to do something which is miyad l'doros, which starts now and carries on forever? A mitzvah that's immediately applicable and applies for all generations. Why is that something that needs zeros? I understand that the word mitzvah applies because mitzvah means a permanent halacha, but why is there zeros? Why tzav in the sense of added encouragement, a need for an added push? So it could be that the beginning of Rashi is capturing the following idea. The medrash that was made famous by the author of the Ein Yaakov, a perush on the Agados of the Talmud Bavli. It's not clear where he's quoting it from, but in his introduction to his parish on the Agadas of Shas, the introduction to Ein Yaakov, he quotes a medrash that expands upon the question of which is the Klal Gadol b'Torah. We're familiar with Rabbi Akiva's approach. The introduction to Ein Yaakov, he quotes a medrash that has several opinions. And most of the opinions are, like the Haftar Reach HaKamocha, very fundamental aspects of halacha. But then there's one that catches sort of by surprise. The psukim about the carbon tamid, which overlaps with what we're talking about here. The psukim about the daily carbon, the small, modest carbon, the single sheep that opens the avoda every morning in the Beis HaMikdash, and the parallel single sheep that closes the avoda every evening in the Beis HaMikdash. Many of us have had more time to say Karbanos these days, and we have certainly the most important paragraph of Karbanos is that one, the Karban Tamid. But why is that called Gadol B'Torah? It is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa, an important one. The days of Beis HaMikdash applies every day. There are many important mitzvah d'oraisa. Why is that not only, you know, an important pasuk, but the called Gadol B'Torah? Why would the Chachamim see that as the central pasuk? So many explain that what the Medrash is driving at, that opinion the Medrash is driving at, the significance of consistency. That there are great moments that sometimes grab our attention, but oftentimes what defines us most is the ongoing consistency of the day in, day out, keeping the mitzvahs that are every day and maintaining a standard from day to day, from week to week, and when we slip, to get back on and to get back on the train. It's incredibly powerful, incredibly shaping the routines, the mitzvahs that we stick to from day to day. They also could sometimes be the most challenging. Now, the great moments, the big razzle-dazzle mitzvahs, so then we're enthusiastic. As the Gemara comments, a mitzvah comes around once a year, chaviva. It's very exciting. I'm going to pay extra attention. They only get to hear Megillah on Purim. To say Kriya, but say Megillah is a din drabanan. Say Kriyashma, din daraisa. But Kriyashma is every day. So we often fall into the trap of being less excited about that which is familiar. It's so important. As a matter of fact, it's so much more important because it's every day. Number one, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clearly telling us that this is part of the spiritual nutrition that we need on a daily basis. It's really important for us. And, as we said, it's something that shapes us so much more because we're doing it on a regular basis. But at the same time, ironically, the fact that it's so familiar and so frequent can also make it harder to get enthusiastic about. And can make it hard to do it all, because it is sort of routine. And that's what Rashi is saying. Sometimes mitzvahs need, doing the right thing is going to need added encouragement, because it's going to cost me. It's going to cost me physically, it's going to cost me financially, it's going to cost me emotionally. Mitzvah Shesh Bo Chisaron Kis needs zeros. The other category of things which need zeros are Miyad L'Doros. The things which happen every single day, the things that are on an ongoing regular basis, I need to have the self-awareness to know those things are going to need added chizuk. Those things are the things I have to check with myself every week, every 2 weeks. How's it going? In particular, in a time that we're in right now, when we have mitzvahs which do happen on a regular basis and yet are not in the same routine. And we all know, the routine of going to shul and the chizuk that so many of us get of doing mitzvahs together with others, the positive peer pressure, the expectation, it's incredibly healthy. Now we have mitzvahs that we do every day, but without that natural structure. And that's the opening Rashi of this week's Parsha. There's a need that, yes, the great sacrifice we're called upon to make could be things that require zeros. And the quote-unquote little daily mitzvahs are also things that require chizuk. And to take our own pulse from time to time and ask ourselves, do the weekly mitzvahs require chizuk? And to remind ourselves, the fact that they're daily, weekly mitzvahs mean they're incredibly valuable, an incredibly important part of our spiritual nutrition, something that shapes us so powerfully, and something that's well worth reigniting our enthusiasm to do and to do well. Thank you so much to every single one of you for dialing in. A special shout out to a special guest tonight, David Cutler. Thank you for joining. And we should all be zocha to continue to take strength from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, to take strength from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs, to take strength from getting together to learn, and to be involved in Vos Hashem. And we should be zocha very, very soon to get together in the more literal sense that we have been accustomed to. Have a good, healthy, and inspiring night, Rebbe Osei.